Once again, we hold up our empty barrels and ask OPEC to fill them. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. $104 a barrel for oil. Surely that's as high as it can go. Alexis Christophorus, CBS News business correspondent, tell us that's as high as this can go.
We have experts now predicting crude oil at $125 a barrel by the end of this year.
She never plays along. And so we asked OPEC to pump more oil to bring the price down. And not only did they turn us down flat, they blamed our weak dollar for the price increase. Dana Perino, White House press secretary, tell us how the president threatened those miserly spigot keepers with totally serious consequences.
He would have liked OPEC to have made a different decision. He's disappointed that they decided not to increase production.
She never plays along either. And you see what's happening now? The dollar is so low and oil is so valuable that buying oil has become like buying a Picasso.
We've had a lot of investment buying in this market. We've seen people using oil more as a strategic commodity where they buy it as a hedge against inflation.
That's oil analyst Peter Butel. I saw where a gas station in Gorda, California is selling regular for $5.19 a gallon. $5.19. You realize the rental car company would fill it for you for cheaper than that? No, I'm joking. They charge $7.50. But it's beginning to sound reasonable. Heck, it's worth it to buy the collision insurance just to protect your gas. But here's the upside, especially if you have a big car. Do you realize that right now, the gasoline sitting in your tank is probably the one asset you have that's actually earning decent interest? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.